33rd edition of Economic Forum in Carpatch. Here today is Matt Westwood with me, founding partner of Granite Lendings and also entrepreneur in residence at University of Nevada.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Can you please briefly explain what do you do in Granite Lendings?
So Granite Lendings was a company formed basically around the initiatives to help Eastern and Central European startups and small to medium enterprises prepare and get ready to come to the United States to internationalize their business. Primarily technologies and areas where there's importance for integration between America and especially Poland.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what advantages do Polish business have that help them make this internationalization be successful?
We love working. I've been working here now in Poland and with SKH for 7 years, since 2017. We have found that the companies from Poland are incredibly talented, incredibly motivated, and have fantastic technologies and business models. So they are just about ready to expand and scale to America, but we have to help them work out a few of the differences between the markets, the culture, the message, and sometimes understanding how to break the myths. Many of the European companies have myths about coming to America that are wrong. Nobody's going to give you money when you come to America. You know, you have to earn. What I say is, in America, you don't get the money because you want it. You get it because you deserve it. So what we do is we prepare. We help educate, prepare the companies before they come to America and make sure that they understand the market, they understand the differences, they understand, shall we say, the nuances of doing business in America. And once they understand that and we help them become experts at the American market, then we prepare them even more fundamentally with their message, having what we call boots on the ground. You want to have somebody in America who can speak to the market, who can understand the customers and find them. So we help with all of those things, including finding people on the ground who really want to help the companies come to America and be their representatives. So it's very exciting because we believe we're the only company that does this, because we've spent so many years studying the Polish market, and we now have a strategy that creates very dynamic successes for Polish companies in the U.S. market. So we are beholden to Poland. We've been spent so many. Matter of fact, I'm part Polish, so I have an affinity here. My family is from here. So for us, it is not just business, it's a passion for us. And having partnered with SKH for the years has been incredible. We have done so much work back and forth helping SKH startups, helping Polish startups. We also have contracts with your National Center for Research and Development, NCBR. So we've been working with them now for, with an exclusive contract for the last 3 years. So our job is to help the Polish companies really understand what it's going to take to be successful in America.
Okay. So speaking of your experience,
yes,
what are the most fundamental risks that Polish companies face when they try to expand their business abroad?
That's an excellent question. The biggest risk is not being prepared or doing your research or having partners on the ground. Those three things are instrumental in creating success in the new environment, in the new marketplace. So we try to help with all of those facets to make sure they're prepared for the U.S. market, they understand the truth, we get rid of the myths that people seem to think about the U.S. market, and we make sure that we have contacts and connections for them before they come to the U.S. So these are all things. And we also work with companies that are not prepared, and we tell them, you're not ready to come to America. You don't even have your Polish or your European market figured out. You should not come to America till you have your local markets completely in hand and you have customers. mm-hmm. and the customers see the value here locally in what you do. Because once we understand the value that the company has here locally, we can help them massage that message and that market for the US.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Many of my friends who study with me at SGH Warsaw School of Economics want to start their business in the future. What advice would you give them? Give to them?
If they are not already an expert in the industry of which they wish to start a company, become an expert. Now, I've built the world's first anti-fraud software with partners many years ago. I don't code, but I don't need to be a coder. I need to be an expert at the vision, the marketplace, the type of people, and I can find the people to do the code. I just need to have the vision and the understanding of the opportunity and what the value is in the marketplace. What need are we fulfilling? Mm-hmm. And how do we fill that to the satisfaction of the customer? Mm-hmm. So that's really the focus.
Okay. Matt Westfield was my guest. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to see you today. Good to see you, man. Thank you.
Thank you.